This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Brendan Barnard found a love for cider making 7 years ago and bought property to someday open his orchard-based cidery. After he and his wife were both laid off from their tech jobs, that someday came quicker than expected and before the trees were ready to produce. So he's been sourcing fruit from neglected, forgotten, and sometimes wild apple trees.
And then we get out to some of these properties and you see an apple tree that's 110, 120 years old. It's 45 feet tall. And the last time somebody lived on the property was 1905. And no one has irrigated it since. And no one has fertilized it since or pruned it or given it any care. And there's 400 pounds of fruit on it. So that was really like an eye-opening experience. That's what we need to be planting. And so that just totally changed my theory of orcharding and what we should start doing.
Barnard wondered what he could learn from the resiliency of these trees to apply to his own orchard.
This is the vigorous stuff that can survive with minimal inputs. And so there's an immense bounty to draw on, both in terms of our cider making and the fruit that goes into it. And then also just, you've got that huge, huge like survivorship effect of what works and what can we learn from this?
Learn more about his wild, rural, and rare cider at posterityciderworks.com. This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future Report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.